Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to
never, 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 never. I'll never, never do you no wrong. No, 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 lady. If you would check my stuff out one time, just to hold you, just to squeeze you. And all I wanna do is get next to you and please, please, please you, baby.
My, 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 what a beautiful, beautiful song. You know, that Tower of Power was just an amazing group. And they take you back, right? Hello, everybody. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to you and God bless you on this beautiful Thursday, Throwback Thursday here on Solar Records Radio afternoon. And it may be evening where you are, and it may be, you know, still early for you if you're in Hawaii or something. So much love to all you guys around the world hanging out with us today on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you. And we just want to play some great throwback old school love songs and whatever else we got for you. So hang out and let's just enjoy this moment together. I want to give a shout out to all the listeners. May God bless you and keep you. And enjoy this love train ride here on Solar Records Radio with us today. We look forward to just blessing you with some beautiful music. And guys, and memories, right? Memories like no other. So here we go. Let's enjoy this love train. Confunction in the house.
Sugar, honey,
Throwback Thursday, Love Zone, on Solar Records Radio. It just takes us back. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Old school.
Can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. The love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
I mean, I tell you, they just really, they really did it for us, right? Their music was just so potent. It was so beautiful. It was so awesome. And it's such a legacy that they left that it is just, it is our old school. I think it's everyone's old school, as a matter of fact, because my kids love Motown as well. And they play it all the time, especially when I go to visit them in their homes. wherever they are. I go to visit my kids at their house. They'll put Motown on or Solar, you know, just to try to make me feel good. And I go, you guys, y'all play what y'all like. And then 2 seconds later, I go, never mind. Can you go back? Because, you know, they are into the, we got my brother Don, my big little brother is on the phone. Don Fleming, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. I was listening to your kids tasting music at the time, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. they're right after you, Don. They're like, you know, they were born in the 90s, right? And so they're, so they like, you know, more, the stuff that they like is, well, my daughter, strangely enough, she likes rock and roll. I don't know how that happened. I keep on trying to figure that one out. And then my boys like rap. They like rap, you know. And so,
right,
you know,
right,
hip hop.
Right.
So that's, you know, they kind of grew up with that. And so that's their thing. But now my youngest son, he's 25. He loves old school all the time. He's playing it. I mean, they were playing it for me to try to make me feel better. And then all of a sudden they fell in love with it. They were like, this is some good stuff. My younger son even told me, Dad, you just don't understand how good this music is. I'm like, I don't understand. The problem is that he doesn't understand that I was involved in old school music. And so, but he, you know, they know the dad was involved in music, but they don't know to what extent, because I don't throw it in their face.
Right.
It is what it is, right? And so they go in my office, they see the platinums and stuff, but I don't have them all over the house like some of my friends do. I just have them in my stuff in a room, and this is my room. That's my place, my man cave, right? And guess what I just bought?
What you buy?
An air hockey table. I got an air hockey table, man. And it's my brother came over here, and he was whipping my. I was like, this is my table, and you whipping my butt on my own table. And he was like, when I went to college, this is what we did all the time. All the time we were in there playing air hockey. I was like, good gracious. See, I just got hit to air hockey when, you know, going from these different timeshares as we're traveling around. And I'm like, I like this. So, and I saw one for sale, and I said, I guess I want it. I'm going to take it so that, you know, when you have bad weather, you can't go outside, you can have fun on the inside. And so I bought it. It's next to my drum set in the drum. Yeah.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I can go in there and make all kind of noise. So it's all good. But anyway, Don Fleming's in the house and he's going to do the next block and I'm so excited. I want to give a shout out. I want everybody to know tomorrow on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my sister Pamela Phillips O'Lan will be here from Solar. She was one of the amazing lyricists. And she wrote so many songs for us, not just for Solar, but, you know, but starting out with Solar and then going on to all the other companies that we work with. She wrote for Whitney Houston as well. She's got, I mean, just tons of stuff. And then she taught at UCLA, and she's got the biggest play that's ever in terms of making money. How do you say that, Don? In terms of, you know, biggest play in Europe. And so in Amsterdam, actually. And so now it's going, they're moving it over to Europe now. And so so she's done very, 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 very well for herself. And so she's going to come on tomorrow because now she has an award that's going to be given to students in college and stuff, and it's named after her. So she's going to come on and chop it up with us tomorrow on Solar Records Radio, talk a little bit about the history of Solar, but I'm excited to have her back on as she was coming on with us on Tuesdays as well. And then she got so busy that she had to pull out, and that's when Phoenix came in and took over in her position. And so, but anyway, much love to Pamela. I love that Pam. I love me some Pam. I'm going to go visit her in Vegas. She lives in Vegas. Why is all the, I know so many people that move to Vegas. I'm like, what, is too hot? It's too hot in Vegas. Don't you think, Don?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, pretty hot.
It's hot in Vegas. But anyway, okay, Don, so I'm going to stop talking and let you do your thing. And can you give us kind of an idea of what it is that you are hearing in your ears for old school? What you got for us?
You were into Motown, and I'm assuming you're going to play
Zone.
Some Philly music. You were in some Love Zone music. You were slow jamming,
yeah.
Man. I
needed that.
Don't want to keep it slow jam?
Do whatever you want. I'm just saying I needed that. Because it's so pleasing to me, and I just need to. I just need love, man. That's what I love about Throwback Thursday. It's when we're reaching back, most of those songs about love. And so and I know a lot of my brothers and sisters out there that are hurting right now, they need some love too. So we were just soaking it up, man, soaking it up here.
Mm-hmm.
So you do whatever God puts on your heart.
Well, I know you put the last song that you played, your last song you
Diana
played,
Ross.
But, and Diana Ross's and Supremes, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't No River Wide Enough. But anyway. That was written by Ashford and Simpson, right? Wasn't it written by Ashford and Simpson?
Yeah, but I did. Is that what I played last? It was. I'm gonna make you love me.
I thought what you just played was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, but it was written by Ashford and Simpson.
Can't remember.
So,
yeah.
They had a great career as artists also, man. So I want to go ahead and start this block off from 1978. Yeah. One of my favorite Ashford and Simpson.
You're right.
Of course, they went on to become this duo, Ashford and Simpson. So what you hear in the background is one of my favorites from 1978. This is Ashford and Simpson. It Seems to Hang On. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Toll Out Records Radio, keep it locked right here.
Oh,
That's classic Babyface from the for the Coolin' You album from 1993. Of course, that is Never Keeping Secrets. Before that, I had to hook up a little Atlantic Star from the of course from the Brilliance album from 1982. Of course, featuring the lovely Miss Sharon Brown. Of course, Sharon Brown left. Of course, Barbara Weathers, and then she did her thing. And you heard Always and Silver Shadow and If Your Heart Isn't In It. But before that, would Stand Up and When Love Calls, the lovely Miss Sharon Bryan, of course. Last year I went through a few female artists, you know, during their reign and whatnot. But again, that was from the Brilliance album from 1982. That was, of course, Love Me Down. And I started off the block trying to see what Wardell remembers. I'm going to put Wardell on the spot. Wardell, who did I start it off? Who did I start it off with? You remember?
You know,
Ashford and Simpson.
I was going to
tell always,
you, but,
you know, but there you were.
I was going to tell you as soon as I pulled it up, but it's all good.
It seems
to
hang
up,
on by Ashford and Simpson.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. You know, that last song you played, that song is so powerful, man. Lyrically,
oh, man.
I mean, what he's talking about is so heavy, and I'll share it later, but, you know, I don't want to take away from what you're doing, what you're saying, but, man, it's heavy. You're good.
The floor is yours, man. I think it's beautiful. You know, you can kind of expound when you hear a song, and you can expound the moment, or you just giving out these gems, man. So go ahead, man. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, just think about it, you know. I mean, he's saying I'm never keeping secrets and I'm never telling lies. I mean, he's not going to keep it from her anymore because he almost lost the best thing that's ever happened to him. And so when someone has invested so much in you and the whole time you've been playing games with their heart, you are in such violation that you would be blessed and lucky enough that that person ever spoke to you again. And so if they give you another chance with their heart, whoa, you just need to be, you know, praising God because you know you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that relationship anymore. So, that causes so many people to not trust. And so, you know, so many times people that are really good at loving and want to be in a loving relationship, if they've been abused like that and hurt like that, you know, it's hard for them to trust again. And then the person that deserves that kind of love from them will never receive it because they've been abused by someone else. You know, so the person that they end up with can never get that pure and beautiful love and trust from this person because someone else abused them so badly that they never trust again. And it's really sad. So I just want to encourage any of my brothers or sisters that are in a relationship, you know, and you know that you're creeping a little bit. Be careful. Be careful what you do because it will come back and bite you in your butt. See, we cheat. I remember as a young man in the third grade, fourth grade, and I didn't, the work was kind of complicated. I didn't understand it, and I was having a problem. That's when my dyslexia clicked in, and it was like, really, I was having a hard time. And so this other kid in the class showed me where the answers were. And they were always there. Mm. And so I started going to the answers. So I started cheating. And so anyway, I cheated my way through the fourth grade and ended up in the smartest fifth grade. And when I got in there, I couldn't handle it because I didn't deserve it. I should not have been there, right? And so I ended up, all that cheating that I thought I was getting away with, I ended up just cheating on myself. And so that's what happens in relationships. You're cheating on that person, but you're really cheating yourself out of an amazing relationship with someone. And we have to remember that, you know, and stop making everything about us. But when you are with someone, that us is both of you, not just you. It is both of you. You will become one. And so treat that person like you would treat yourself or how you would want to be treated. Because when it comes back, I mean, I listened to him when he was singing, no, he was screaming. I mean, that was a lot of emotion. Like, he was,
he was,
right?
You're right.
He was like, no. And then, you know, next thing you know, Tracy Evans, who he was married to, they're not married no together anymore. And she was a beautiful lady. I met with her a few times when she started the movie company. And the movie company she started was at Solar. And so I don't know if it was her that the song was inspired by, but I know that they ended up breaking up and going their separate ways and in the peak of his career. So it's just kind of a sad situation. But those, you know, we are here to learn from each other. So, you know, some people put out songs based on their experiences, what they and there's a lot of, and you can hear a lot of passion in it. Because they experienced it, right? And so, but anyway, so I want to play a song that made this lady go, I'm done with relationships. I can't do it anymore because what happened to me, because somebody cheated on me. Someone hurt me so badly. And that is, see, that's what I'm saying. Look what you've done to somebody's child. Look what we've done to someone's child. That's why you have to be careful, because that could be your sister, or that could be your mother, or that could be your auntie, or that could be someone you love, your niece, you know. And so, or you know, the opposite sex. It don't have to be the girl, it could be the guy, you know. So please pay attention and not focus on and make everything about you. So Don, I'm going to play this. Is there anything you want to say before I play this song?
No, man, you said a lot. And that's the beauty of letting you, you know, putting the quarter in you and letting you go. But I love it. I love it.
But what about you, Don? Have you ever been abused like that by anyone? Were they abused? They straight out lied to you?
Oh, man, yeah. I've had relationships like that all the time.
But it don't just have to be an intimate relationship. It could be a friend, or it could be an associate, or, you know, somebody that you work with that lied to. You know, lying is lying. People, misleading is misleading. Cheating is cheating. And hurt is hurt, painful. And so you got to be careful, because people sometimes respond in ways that you might not want them to, because they're so hurt and they're so angry. And sometimes we cause people to snap because we don't really know what they're really going through that caused them to do that. So you got to be careful when you hurt people, because you can totally, I mean, you know, bite the bullet and get hurt yourself. So anyway, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song for you, because this lady was hurting. She was hurting.
And that is a classic right there. I love that. Of course, what you just played is Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here. I think 1998, if I'm not mistaken. And you know what? Here's a fun fact. Deborah Cox and I share the same birthday and the same year.
There you go. Again. Yes,
we were both born July 13th, 1974. So we share the same birthday. She is my birthday mate. And I had a chance to get meet her probably around 2003, 2004. And I told her that, and she's like, give me a hug, birthday buddy. She gave me a hug. I got a hug from Deborah Cox. Oh, man, what an amazing sister, man. I love it. I said, you know, we share the same birthday, July 13, 1974. She said, oh, my God. Hey, birthday buddy. She just gave me a hug. And I was like, oh, man. But that song, the pain in that song, I mean, you can please elaborate on your thoughts on this, you know, at least continue what you were saying about the song earlier, because I want to go into a song that kind of matches that pain, and you can definitely tell how much they kind of channeled that through a song. And that's usually what music is about, channeling all of these emotions. But go ahead, man. The floor is yours.
Well, it's just, this will be the third, the next song that we play will be the third song about pain and, you know, about someone going through something. And so the first one was about the person that actually committed the problem, that made the pain. And the second one is about the one that experienced the pain. Now, when she experienced the pain of someone doing that to her, and it happened multiple times, she's done. She was done. Like, I don't want to do that love thing anymore. I'm done with that love thing. But see, the problem is we were born to love. That's who we are. We were born to be loved and to love. That is our nature. That is how God made us, because he made us in the image of him. And that's what he does. So in the process, the devil is busy, and he will do anything to destroy God's creation. He will do anything to destroy his creation, which is us, right? And so he will send someone that appears to be a prince or princess in your life, and they will can destroy you if you allow it to. And so in this particular case, she had opened her heart to this prince, and this prince destroyed her. And it's happened enough times for her to say, I'm done, I'm finished, I can't do it anymore, it's over, I'm not doing this relationship thing anymore. And then one day she woke up she's like, what the heck? How did this happen? And not necessarily did they sleep together, but she just realized that I'm doing this again. And she's looking at this person in the reality situation. It's like, oh, my God, how did I get in your arms? How did you get here? No one's supposed to be here, because I've tried this love thing for the last time. It's done and over. But her nature allowed it to happen, because naturally she's supposed to be a loving person, and she is supposed to be loved. That is who God made her to be. And so that's what that song is about. So please, ladies and gentlemen, please do not intentionally hurt God's children. Not only does it hurt, but you will pay for it. You do not want to pay for your sins. You will pay for your sins. That's God's child. Be respectful and loving to her and him. And so, go ahead, man, because we're going to get into
this. That's deep. You know what? That's deep. You never know who needs to hear something like that. And the fact that people, the listeners of the show, They know you. Like, I joke with you, but I think it's really needed. I'll tease you about it. I say, hey, once you put a quarter in them, you got to hear the whole song. But it's all good, man. Because it's these gems. But I wanted to stop, and you know, we usually go 3 song block or whatever. But I wanted to stop after that song, because you really you really triggered me. And I guess that's the word of the day. You know, everyone uses the word trigger now, but I guess you kind of lit a match under me. So when you talk about these type of songs, I have a song that I want to play. And as a matter of fact, the coincidence of it is that the song is pretty much self-explanatory, and it has the word pain in the song. So guys, what you hear in the background, I want to take you back to 1991, the summer of 1991, and give you a classic from my girl, of course, the lovely Miss Lisa Fisher. Listen to the words of this song. It's called How Can I Ease the Pain? You guys keep it locked right here at the Stolar Records Radio.
No.
Guys, so that is my brother Howard Johnson. There, it was so fun, and you know, I just talked to Howard a couple of days ago. He called and said that he was in maybe en route to come here, over here out in Texas to perform, and so I'm excited about that. I look forward to seeing Howard. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but he has a lot going on, and so he's going to actually come on to our show and talk to Don and I about what he's up to and what's going on. And so we're excited because he has a new record out, and I told him, I said, we love your new stuff, man. So just, you know, keep me posted when you come in town, and then I'm going to go up there and hang out with him, Don. Go and spend some time with your buddy. And I'll let you know, too, in case you can get away, Don, because I know how much you like Howard. So,
man, can you believe, though, that song is 41 years old.
Ooh.
It's been 41 years. I'm just saying, man, that is crazy how, and that's the beauty of lasting music, music with substance. Even back in the day, you know, it's just one of those things, man, that even in 1982, you never really say, oh, someone in 1982 will say, in 2023, people are going to still be jamming to the song. And that is so, to me, that resonates so true. You know, you would think that person is Nostradamus. You know?
Yeah. And he's something else, man. And I was just in shock. He said, hey, what up? I was like, who's that? It's me. And so Howard is such a nice guy. We both are, you know, have a thing for horses. And so,
right.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah. He's into, like, the black cowboy thing. I love it.
Yeah. I'm not into
it. Love it when he posts.
I can't do the black cowboy thing because my friends in Philly get pissed off. I try to say anything with cowboy in it. That word cowboy. We can't do the cowboy
right.
thing. But you know, I could do the Long Ranger thing. I have a gun for the very first time in my life. I have a gun. Never had a gun in my life, and it happens to be a rifle. And the rifle. It's the cheesiest rifle you can get because it's my first time, right? So I had to start off easy, right? And so, and when I went outside and I shot it, my brother was trying to show me how to shoot it, and I was out there shooting, and I was like, every time I shot it, I would look around for the police. I'm like, how come there's no police coming? They don't care. in the country.
Man, you're in Texas.
I'm in the, yeah, everybody's shooting, right? And so I'm like, man, oh, man. So I shot it a couple of times, and I felt real good. I'm like, yeah, rifle man. And so that's about it. But no cowboy. Nothing to deal with a cowboy. And, geez, even the cowboy boots, I have to be careful, you know, because my boys, they don't, you know, I have to respect my homeland. My homies. As a matter of fact, don't forget, I'm doing an album called Marston Street from Philadelphia, where I'm from. So I love Philadelphia. I love my brothers and sisters there, and I miss them. And I told them, I said, you guys, I talked to a couple of them yesterday. I'm like, you guys got to remember that you guys are my history. We are so connected, even though we're far apart. You are a part of who I am. And when I talk to you guys, it just really blesses me, and I miss you. And so that's why I wanted to do name the album Marshall Street, as just as a tribute to who they were in my life and how much I really remember and respect who they were in my life. And so I'm gonna try to make it a fun album so that it's good. I'm trying to put everything on there. That's the problem when you do that, you know, because I'm doing praise and worship. And I'm doing R&B, and I'm doing dance music. So it's just a combination of stuff. So it's just going to be
weird. Yeah.
Just me. I'm just throwing it all in there, shaking up the basket, you know. Throw it in there, shake it up, see what comes out. So
There you go.
Anyway, so Don, what you got for
yes,
us,
sir.
Man? What you got for us? You got anything that you want to play? Anything on your heart?
Yeah, you know.
Share?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and start this block off with one of my favorite UK albums from the album Zagora. I'm going to go all the way back to 1986. This is what a great album. This is music from the group Loose Ends from 1986. Of course, this is called Stay a Wild Child. You guys keep it locked right here, of course. We are jamming on Wardell's Afternoon Drive. That's right. Solar Records Radio. Throwback Thursday, keep it locked right here.
Put your loving arms around me, boy. Hold me like a wall, a curly toy. Let me feel that warmth of your embrace. When I think you know, we're more than friends. Must be that our future rolls on.
From Melba Moore, classic music from Melba Moore from the Never Say Never album. That is Keeping My Lover Satisfied. Of course, that is from produced by a friend of mine. Of course, actually, I say he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of the show, Mr. Paul Lawrence, giving you part of that Hush sound from 1983. Of course, that is Melba Moore, Keeping My Lover Satisfied. Before that, Faze. Frankie Beverly and Maze. I always say Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, or Frankie Beverly and Maze, Can't Get Over You, 1989 classic. Of course, you guys, that was that Silky Soul album. What a beautiful album. I love it, love it, love it. Of course, from 1989, that's classic Frankie Beverly and Maze. And, of course, started off the block from the Zagora album from 1986, music from Loose Ends, Stay a Little Wild Child. Love that, love that. Of course, Mariah Carey did her own kind of rendition of that song with Thank God I Found You? No, actually it was another song she did. I'll remember it in a second. Thank God I Found You was kind of like Make It Last Forever from Keith Sweat. But anyway, I'll remember it in a second. But yeah, I had to start off that block. Classic, classic, Loose Ends. Some UK soul right there. We got about another 26 minutes left of the show. It is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is, I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, 3 to 5 every Thursday, Eastern Standard Time. I call it the Afternoon Drive, but if you're listening like in Amsterdam or somewhere, or Europe, it's what, Nighttime Drive?
Yeah,
evening. And then when I do my, when I do my show, it's like early morning.
Early morning drive.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Early morning drive that you don't want to be. No one wants to be driving at 2 o'clock in the morning. So let me see. Your show, your show is at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, and I think they're about 6 or 7 to 8 hours ahead of us. So that's that's real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, but for those who are up, because you know, it's a 24-hour clock. People are working all the time. So for those who are up, can enjoy your show. So we love it. We love it. Let's keep it going. I'm so excited that I got a message saying the music is hot tonight. Whoa. That is good. That's Don Fleming's hanging out with me. That's why, guys. That's it. It's my brother. He's putting it down. Putting it down. Because y'all know what I would play. I'd be playing some same old school. Don's mixing it up here on Soul Life Records Radio. It's not Tuesday.
That's what I do.
That's the two different generations, right? We got two different generations going here. So I represent and he represents. And y'all get the best of both worlds. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Pamela Phillips-Olan will be on as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. She is an amazing and still is an amazing lyricist who I wrote a lot of songs with. And this next song that I'm going to play, she wrote the lyrics with me on it. So, but it's and it's for Tavares, from the group Tavares. So check it out in a second. But anyway, and so we're going to be doing that at 3 p.m. Eastern time, and we're going to have a good time chopping up with her about something very special that's just happened in her life in regards to music and what she does. So she's going to share that with us. We're going to have just a wonderful time. I'm so proud of her because she's been bumping and grinding for a long time. I mean, in her music thing, it's just on and on and on. And, you know, and she's been through divorce and just still just keep on moving and doing her thing. And I'm just so proud of her, you know, because she just keeps moving. And she lost her mom, but mom lived 90-something years. So she did really good. And so it's like she's my sister. I look after her, even though she's older than me. She's my big sister, big little sister, because she's tiny. and I look after her. She's from the UK, as a matter of fact. And so much love to Pam. Her and I have always been close. And so here we are doing an interview tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow at what time? 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Soul Life Records Radio. And do me a favor and go to our page, soulliferecordsradio.com, and just see what's going on. Take a look at some of, you know, our galleries and see who the family is of Soul Life Records Radio. Also, I have a new audio book out, and I'm working on the part two, so it's going to be three parts. So part two I'm working on right now. So please, you know, go in there. If you got $15, can you spare $15? It's just $15 if you could go into the store and buy the audiobook. It's really about becoming a professional drummer, but it's about how do you become anything. You know, we all have to go through something to get something, right? And so it's just my process as a professional drummer, my story, but it's really about just a child with a dream. And how you end up at the end of the day chasing that dream, what you have to go through and all the emotions and all the love and support that you need along the way, and how important it is to have family to support you. So just, you know, if you have a child that, you know, that has a passion about something, please don't ignore it. God put that in them for a reason, you know. And you'll know the difference between what God puts them and what the devil tries to confuse them with. So you'll know the difference. And so just pay attention and guide them. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore that passion, because that passion could save your life one day. They may be a medical doctor. You just never know, right? So please take a listen to your children when they're talking. And if you get a chance, just go to soulliferecordsradio.com and then go into the store. And then the first thing that you'll see will be the audiobook and your download. When you download the audiobook, they're going to send you a link. That's what you listen to. A lot of people try to listen to it on the site, and what happens, it cuts off halfway through, and then people go, what happened? What happened? So I'm just telling you, you got to go to the link that comes to you. They'll send you a link so you can put it wherever you want to listen to it. Some people like listening to their cell phones. Some people like listening to their iPads. Some people like listening to their desktops. So wherever you want that link to come to, you know, just it'll be an email and just direct it to, then you go to that device and go to your emails, click on it and check it out. Okay. And so I'm working on part two. As a matter of fact, after the show today, I'll be sitting there talking about this amazing time, the second part of my story. And for me, it's important. I'm doing this for my kids and my grandkids so they can know what their dad went through and granddad went through to become a professional person, whatever it is that they do. Right. And so then the third part of the book is going to be about how I got blessed because I was in a really bad situation where someone tried to hurt me, tried to take me out. And then I'm going to talk about that in the third part of the book. And then that'll be it. All right. And how God blessed me and took care of me through the storm. And that's why my walk is so, you know, so it means so much to me. And I stay as close to God as I can because I know that the devil is out there. He's trying to destroy as he does every single day to us. So hold on. I'm coming. Hold on, guys. So check it out. Anyway, you know, that's a Jeffrey Osborne song, right? Hold on. I'm coming. I got to get my vocals together. But anyway, also, I have an album coming out. It's called Marston Street. Marston Street, M-A-R-S-T-O-N, Street, and that's the street I grew up on in the city of Philadelphia. And it's going to be a combination of a lot of songs that I have. And my friends were like, you need to do something with the songs. Don't just let them sit there. And so I got a company that says we want to distribute it. So so it's going to be coming out within, you know, by the summer. The album will be out. The single is coming out before that. So and it'll be there as well. You'll be able to buy it from there, I think. Yeah, you should be able to. At least you'll be able to be redirected because it's going to be on all of the different platforms. All right? So we love you and appreciate you. And eventually my book is going to be on Amazon. But right now I'm just doing it here for now. And then I'm going to put it on Amazon. All right. Love you guys. This is a song I was telling you about that I wrote with Pamela Phillips Oland. And this song is, we did this on the group Tavares. I produced it and really with my friend Ricky Fries from The Time. And anyway, and from Dynasty. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. It's Wardell Potts Jr. and Don Fleming.
Love.
Okay, man, oh man, guys. Well, we are up and out of here. I'm so grateful and for the time that we had together. I had to give you a little taste of what's coming up tomorrow on Solar Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love to all you guys, and thanks for tuning in and throwing it back with us today, tonight. If you are, you know, I mean, for my friends overseas, I know you guys will be sleeping, most of you guys, but some of you guys are up, of course, and doing your thing. So I want to also invite you guys to tune in to Don Fleming's show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come hang out with us. We're going to have a great time, all right? All right, we love you and appreciate you. And then let me see, anything else? Anything else? Greg, I can't think. All right, well, anyway, many guys, God bless you. Take care of yourselves, and thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today and hanging out with us. We appreciate you very much. All right, have a blessed one, and we'll catch you tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. Later.
Just say yes and the rest of our lives will be so good.